Today is Wednesday, May 29th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Mary Reichard.
And I'm Nick Eicher. In many parts of the country, next week is the beginning of market season. Fresh baked breads, grass-fed beef, raw honey, and of course, unique fruits and vegetables. The farmers market in Kent, Washington is set to open. Last fall, World Radio's Jenny Lynn Schmidt spoke with the farmers who are going to make it happen next week.
When Noel Fadanupo moved to the United States, he missed the vegetables he ate growing up in Benin. Then he heard about the East Hill Farmers Market in Kent, a Seattle suburb. The market specializes in produce native to Africa and the Middle East.
It's like an American goes some part of the world and there is no cheeseburger, and they give you space to make a cheeseburger. That's how I feel.
Fadanupo is more than a customer. He's one of 12 immigrant farmers growing produce for the market.
There are some typical beans from West Africa we don't see on the market here that, you know, we've grown on that farm. There is some, okra. We don't find often okra here.
The Kent East Hill Farmers Market there is the handiwork of Shamso Isaac, a longtime resident of Kent, an immigrant from Somalia.
Yeah, so when we first started 2014, we dreamed about bringing healthy foods to our community. And
over the last decade, lower-income populations have moved into Kent. At the same time, local stores started disappearing. Isaac saw increasing health concerns among the immigrant population and looked for a way to help.
And when we find out that a lot of stores has been closing in Kent, that's when we said, okay, what is the definition of food desert? And that was us living in a place that we have to drive to go get a food.
But since many refugees don't have cars, Isaac began dreaming of a local farmers market within walking distance from the low-income apartments where many live. The Kent East Hill Farmers Market began in 2016. Risho Sapano is the co-founder.
We hosted a couple of meetings with the community and we invited other farmers market communities who did it so we can learn from them. And from
Sapano is originally from Sudan. She wanted the market to do more than provide affordable, healthy food for her community. She wanted to offer produce that immigrants were familiar with, food not found in most local stores. At first, Isaac and Sapano couldn't find vendors who would commit to a once-a-month market. So they approached immigrant farmers at local pea patch gardens, offering them free vendor space in exchange for growing traditional vegetables. The plan worked. The first year, there were only three farmers. 4 years later, that number has quadrupled. Meanwhile, not far away were eight abandoned greenhouses. Northwest Harvest, a local food nonprofit, arranged access to the greenhouses for Kent Market volunteers. Hillary B. grew up farming in Kenya. He was part of the group that got the greenhouses ready to use again.
It was bad. We had to clean all the weeds grown and, you know, everything was left the way it was. So we had to clean it up, you know, move everything out and started building boxes and you know, putting all the soil and manure, you know, to make it, you know, grow, things to grow, yeah.
B and other farmers tended greenhouse crops evenings after work and on weekends. They grew common crops like cucumbers, tomatoes, and kale, but also planted collard greens, okra, spider plant, cowpeas, and amaranth, vegetables that don't usually grow in Washington's cool climate, but thrived in the greenhouses.
The market, and we had a lot of African community in Kent come in and buy in the amaranth. We also had another traditional greens called mulukia. And they also love those greens that reminds them back in the country that they're from.
Amaranth and spider plant were big sellers. Kale, not as much.
Camels are milked on the weekend.
The market has also attracted other ethnic food vendors. One sells milk from a camel dairy in Colorado.
We use for drinking, and we you know, in our culture, camel milk is more nutritious than cow milk, so we drink a lot of cow milk.
This market provides much more than food. It's a gathering place, a melting pot, for the many different cultures present here. Sadia Albdri missed her daily visits to the bazaars of her native Iraq, so she comes here for the fresh produce, but also finds connection with her neighbors.
She say I'm so happy about this farm market. She interested with all kind of people here. We are theater here, and she say before she say she live close here in this space, this park. Yeah.
In addition to selling his produce, vendor Hillary B says he also appreciates the exposure to different cultures and the chance to sample the various ethnic cuisines, like camel's milk. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention awarded the Kent Market a grant, allowing it to expand this year's market to twice a month. So Isaac and the others are busy recruiting more farmers, immigrant and non-immigrant, to expand the greenhouse project and provide more diversity in market offerings. Meanwhile, Fadi Nugbo grew garlic through the winter and is planted for spring. And he's also tending a different kind of crop. When he heads to the greenhouse, he takes his daughters with him, teaching them how to farm, to care for themselves and for others.
So I want to show my daughters, you know, how you can produce your own food instead of going to the supermarket and buying. You don't really know what you're buying. I want to show them, okay, with just a little space, you can produce your own food, because that's how we used to do back home.
For World Radio, I'm Jenny Lynn Schmidt, reporting from Kent, Washington.